Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, no doubt about it, every one of us is going through with this COVID-19 crisis. And today we're going to talk about some strategies to help us right now so when we get to the other side, we're prepared.
Absolutely. How are we going to come out the other side of this thing? First of all, Randy, let me encourage the listeners to go to one of our network sites or MoneySmartLife.org. We've been putting up blog posts for about 2 months now just on the COVID-19 situation, and we encourage people to go there. But today we want to talk about 6 financial comeback strategies after the COVID-19 pandemic is over. You know, we're all going through, but the emphasis there is through. We're coming out of the other side. You know, in Psalms, yet I walk through the valley of death. You don't have to stop there and pause there.
Right.
We're going through on the other side. So here are 6 things that you can do. And once again, we put a blog post up on this. We want to encourage people to go to MoneySmartLife.org, read the blog post, follow the links in the blog post because there's other information there. But the first thing you want to do, you want to start planning your comeback now in the midst of going through.
Right.
What did you want your life to look like on the other side of this? You know, maybe you don't want to work in a job that has you trapped or just getting by anymore. So start planning now. Develop short-term goals for after the recovery. What are some of the things short-term that you can do to show progress after recovery, regardless of where you're starting? Mm-hmm. The next strategy is stay in the moment. Don't create a bunch of horrible futures for yourself in your head. You cannot know the future. So here's the deal. Every day has sufficient challenges and joy of its own. Stay in the moment.
Yes.
And for those of us that are Christians, the Bible says in Matthew 6:34, why take ye thought of tomorrow? The Lord will take care of you today. That leads us to another strategy. Trust in God. If you believe that God provides, then face each day with that confidence. Mm-hmm. The fourth strategy, believe in yourself. You don't have to know every step of how you're going to go through this. Just do each step the best you can. You're playing a long game. You're looking past this pandemic, and you don't want to make short-term decisions that are going to lead to long-term financial turmoil. Number 5. Give. Don't be so inward focused. Turn your focus outward and help others that are less fortunate than you. And Randy, I don't care where you are in this pandemic or how you've been hit by this pandemic, there's somebody out here that is less fortunate than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Help them. So get some seed in the ground. And finally, Randy, number 6 is maximize self-care to mitigate the stress and the depression that your situation is creating.
Yes.
You know, in every airline pre-flight video, you are instructed to put on your own oxygen mask first and only then help somebody else.
Yep.
And listen, when it comes to money problems and those kind of things, there's not a decrease in pressure. There's an increase in pressure.
Yeah.
And that increase in pressure can lead to explosions, and unfortunately, those explosions often hurt those that are closest to us.
It's true.
Get the help that you need to find a way to take care of yourself. Don't think you are immune to it. We're all feeling pressure. Find some way to offload that pressure in a healthy, safe way.
Absolutely. I told you off the air, I am not missing one teleconference with my therapist. Not one.
Amen. Amen.
We can get all that information on your website and the rest of our networks, but go there first. Go to MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.